Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Transferring Brenda Lynn Sutton.
Okay, I'll take it from here. Thank you. Hi, Brenda Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, so again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Correct, yes.
Okay,
and
were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. What year were you diagnosed?
I'm thinking it was around 2018.
2018, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
It's been a lot of people, yes, ma'am. It's been a lot of people.
Were they diagnosed with a meningioma as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So definitely give out my number after the call here. I'll send you a text message. Feel free, please, if they don't have an attorney, they can always reach out to me. Okay. And then next here, the Depo Provera information. So did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then, again, you did use it for at least 1 year minimum, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then within that 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
I did.
You did. Okay. And do you know what year roughly you first started using it?
I believe it was around 2012.
2012. Do you know what year you stopped roughly?
I believe it was around 2015.
2015.
Yes.
Okay. And then next here, the injured party information. So again, you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay, and then is your first name Brandalyn?
Yes.
And then last name Sutton?
Yes.
Okay, and then the email we have here is simplyme1689@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and then is the 662-625-9185 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
My mailing address is P.O. Box 905, Charleston, Mississippi, 38921.
It's Charleston, Mississippi?
Yes.
And then what zip code? I'm so sorry.
38921.
Okay. Sorry, one moment. So P.O. Box 905, Charleston, Mississippi, 38921.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, bear with me. Is it on Main Street?
The P.O. box.
Yeah.
I can give you my fifth address because I get my mail at a post office. So
Okay.
you can just, if you can't, you can, if that's giving you confusion, you can just send it to the 12 Elizabeth Street, Charleston,
Okay.
Mississippi 38921.
Sorry, one second. 12 Elizabeth Street.
No, ma'am, 1216.
Oh, 16. Elizabeth Street.
Yes.
And is that in Charleston?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry about that. Thank you. And then next here, the medical information. Do you know the diagnosing facility or doctor's name or hospital that you were diagnosed at?
Yes, ma'am. I got diagnosed. Baptist Memorial in Oxford, Mississippi. That's where I got my
In what city?
Oxford, Mississippi.
Oxford. Okay. On Belk Boulevard.
Yes,
Does that
ma'am.
sound familiar? Belk,
yes,
yeah.
ma'am. That does.
1100 Belk. Okay. And then, has there been a prior cancer diagnosis for you?
No.
Okay. And did you have treatments done at the same facility?
Yes.
Okay. And you, do you remember the prescribing, like who gave you the shots, that doctor or facility or clinic you went to?
He was at the time, I don't know, this has been a while ago, I don't know where he's located at now, but this happened in Grenada, Mississippi.
In what city?
That's where I got my Grenada, Mississippi. I got my
Grenada?
Doctor. Yes, ma'am.
Can you spell that for me? I'm so sorry.
Grenada.
Mississippi. Okay. Do you know if it was a clinic? Women's clinic or something like that?
It was a women's clinic.
Okay, let me see. On Oak Street. There's one on Avent. Susan. A UMMC Family Medicine.
Yes, ma'am. It was a UMMC, I think it was.
UMMC Family Clinic on Sunset Drive?
Yes.
Does that sound familiar? Okay. And then your pharmacy name?
My pharmacy is Square Drugs.
Square Drugs?
Yes, yeah, Square Drugs.
Okay, in what city?
Charleston, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay, on Court Square?
Yes.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with the doctor, correct?
It should. It might. I mean, it's been a year. I don't know if it should. It should be.
Okay.
If not,
okay.
I can get the records pulled myself. I'm not sure.
Okay. So, more than likely then, yes, best to your knowledge. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And then Next to the emergency contact, so we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No.
No? Okay. No worries.
I might have used Baseville instead of Grenada if I had my baby there. Let's see.
And then, for the medical record release forms, what is your date of birth?
January 6, 1989.
1-6-1989?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then your social?
587-636-945.
And again, 587-636-945.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm gonna put you on a brief hold. I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.